to see this number out this morning. Good to have some visiting with us. We want you to know we consider you honored guests. Encourage you to get your Bible and study with us. I have no intention of belittling anything you might believe, and yet at the same time have the responsibility of preaching the truth of God. If you find I've taught something wrong, I stand to be corrected. If you'll show me the error of my way, I'll make the proper correction. In a few moments, we'll be standing and singing the song that Brother Houchin has suggested. If you've never put on Christ in baptism, all things have been made ready. There's clothing here, the baptistry's filled. And upon your confession that Jesus is the Son of God, we'll be glad to immerse you into Christ for the remission of sins, and you can be added to the family of God and enjoy every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. If you have your Bible, if you will kindly, turn with me to the book of Acts in the 8th chapter. I want to read one verse from Acts chapter 8, and then we'll look at one verse from Colossians 3 for the beginning of our study. In the book of Acts, in the 8th chapter, look with me at verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. If you have your Bible, take note or underscore, preached Christ. Then if you have your Bible, turn with me to the Colossian letter and the 3rd chapter. And in Colossians chapter 3, notice with me the words of the Apostle Paul when he is writing. And notice that Paul is talking about that Christ is everything. That Christ is all in all. In Colossians chapter 3, look at the latter part of verse 11. But Christ is all and in all. If you have your Bible, take note of that statement, and we'll come back to it in just a few moments of time. What I'd like to speak about this morning as our time together is about preaching the Christ. You know, I feel that there's a need for us to go back to the book and see the preaching of Christ in the very beginning of New Testament Christianity. I feel we often forget how Christ was preached and proclaimed by the men of God. The first thing I want us to do is to examine this man identified as Philip. And notice how the Bible describes this man in the book of Acts and the 21st chapter in verse 8. Paul calls him Philip the Evangelist. I like that statement because everywhere you find Philip going, he's preaching the Christ. And notice in the city of Samaria, there he goes to that particular region, and that man unashamedly stands up and preaches Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And notice it says in verse 6, multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. They heard the truth, and the truth was confirmed by miracles. Philip preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the gospel had the power to change lives. All the miracles did was confirm that what he preached was the truth of God. So when I look at that man by the name of Philip, I see he was one who spread the good news, the gospel, to people. But I want you to notice something else. Notice that the preachers in New Testament day and the people that went about teaching Christ, they did so, and there's many things you could look at how they proclaimed the word. Go back to verse 4 of Acts 8, and notice it said, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. What did they preach when they preached the word? Well, it says they preached Christ. In the proclamation of Christ, they're preaching the word of God. But before we observe what they did in the preaching of Christ, let us note some things they did not do. Notice they did not go to people with the wisdom of men trying to win them over with philosophy. If you take your Bible and look in the Galatian letter and the first chapter, you'll find that when the Apostle Paul was writing, he said in verse 11, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. Paul said, I'm not preaching to you the wisdom of men. I'm not preaching to you the philosophy of men. I'm not preaching to you what is in the mind of man. I am preaching to you the good news, the gospel, the word of God. I'm preaching the Christ. Then if you take your Bible, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, you remember that Paul, before his death, is writing to Timothy. And as he's writing to Timothy, notice what he says in verse 2. He says, preach man's wisdom. No, that's not what the Bible says. He says, preach the Word. In other words, preach Christ. And be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. So when I read my Bible, I recognize they did not preach the wisdom of men. They preached the Word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. They preached Christ. Secondly, I notice they did not preach seeking wealth. You will find that many of them were mistreated in their preaching. Now, it does say in Philippians chapter 1 that some preached out of selfish ambition. Some preached out of envy and strife. But Paul said that those that were sincere in the proclamation of the Word, that those are the ones to be commended. He said, whatever the reason, he's just glad that someone's preaching Christ. Look, if you will, in Philippians chapter 1. And notice that Paul, while in prison, he explains to them the preaching of the Word. Look, beginning at verse 15. Some indeed preach Christ, even from envy and strife, and some from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. But the latter out of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Now look at Paul's attitude. Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice. Paul rejoiced that Christ was proclaimed. But then if you take your Bible, notice a third thing they were not. They were not ignorant. They were not arrogant. They knew the Word of God because that many of them had been inspired. And they had been inspired by the Holy Spirit to speak the truth of God. And as they spoke the truth of God, you'll remember that the people heard the Word. And notice the attitude of them. They were not arrogant. They weren't lifted up with pride. They were not unkind in their preaching. In fact, Paul tells the evangelist Timothy how to proclaim the gospel. Look, and you will, again in 2 Timothy chapter 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, look at what he says in verse 24. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle, watch it, to all. Wouldn't that be something? Paul says, here's how you preach. He said, you're not to be quarrelsome, but be gentle all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so they may know the truth. Notice that at that time, they were to preach the truth, even with opposition. He said, but you do so in a loving manner. In the Ephesian letter, Paul said, preach the truth in love. And I want you to understand, even as we talked about in our Bible class, much harm has been done because the preaching of God's Word is often not done in love. When Paul confronted Peter in Galatians 2:11, the purpose was to win his soul back to Christ, not to win an argument. But I'll tell you something else. Wherever they went and preached, they preached that Christ is everything. Whether they preached to multitudes or one man. In Acts chapter 8, as we've already read in verse 6, you'll remember that Philip preached to the multitudes. But drop down to Acts chapter 8 and look at about verse 30, and you'll see that he goes to a man, one individual. And notice in verse 35 what he preached to that one individual. Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Whether it be one or 10,000, notice, Philip preached Jesus. He preached Christ. He preached that the message is Jesus, the Son of our God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, you remember that Paul said that in his writing, he said, I determined in verse 2 not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So that brings us back to the message that Paul wrote to the Colossians. Christ is all. He is everything in the Bible. In your Bible, look back in the book of Acts in the 8th chapter. In the book of Acts, in the 8th chapter, when Philip was preaching to the eunuch, what did he say to him? In Acts chapter 8, he lets him know that the preaching of the gospel is Jesus Christ. And he lets him know from the prophecy of Isaiah that he is prophesying about the Son of God who would come and die for the sins of man. Christ is everything in the Bible. Christ is in every book in the Bible. You'll see some proclamation that leads to God or to Christ. You know, in the book of Esther, God's never mentioned. But you see the shadow of God, don't you, all through that book. And in the book you'll find, in the book from Genesis chapter 3, you'll see where Christ is prophesied in verse 15. You'll see in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 5, with the Passover lamb, they were to offer a lamb that was without spot and without blemish. And what does John say in John chapter 1 and verse 29? Behold the Lamb of God that comes to take away the sin of man. Who is the one who has no spot or blemish? Jesus. He's everything in the Bible. But I want you to understand, He's everything in the scheme of redemption. When we speak of people being saved from their sins, Christ is everything. And we need to get back to preaching Christ. Open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1 for just a moment. In 1 Peter chapter 1, look at what he says in verse 18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, now watch it, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We're saved by the blood of Christ. Here, Paul in Romans chapter 5 talk about being justified and reconciled. Through what? The death of Christ. Listen as Paul preaches to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, about Jesus dying, being buried, and raised from the dead by the power of God. This is what they preached. And you remember in Acts 18:8, many Corinthians were baptized because they heard the Word, they believed the Word, and they obeyed the Word. But I'll tell you something else. He's everything in the church. It is clear He paid for the church with His own blood. In Acts chapter 20, you remember when Paul is talking to the Ephesian elders? You remember what he said to them in verse 28? He said to them to take heed to themselves and to the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made them overseers. He said, shepherd the church of God which He purchased with His own blood. Who purchased it? Jesus did. He's the head of the church in Colossians 1:18 and Ephesians 5:23. Brother Rick would read how Christ is the head of the church. And this is the message that solves all the church problems. You go back and look in the Old Testament, in the very beginning of New Testament Christianity, and you'll find that many of the New Testament churches had problems. Corinth was filled with problems. But Paul, what was your subject to? Well, Paul corrected the doctrine, but did you ever notice what Paul said, as we've already read? Christ and Him crucified. He always led them back to the cross. And I want you to think about how simple. They did not try to impress the scholars of that day. They didn't go into the Athens and say, well, you Athenians that are mighty and elite and you intellectual giants, let me try to match wits with you. No, they just preached the simple gospel. It's funny, in Acts 17, some said they didn't believe. Some said, we'll hear you again about this matter. And some were baptized. But it does not say that any misunderstood it. Oh, they understood His message. Some didn't believe it. Some wouldn't obey it. But they understood it. And I want you to think about, my friend, as we bring the lesson to a close, is Christ everything today? We must have courage to open our mouth and preach Christ. He needs to be everything in our preaching. He needs to be everything in our home. He needs to be everything in our worship. We must preach Christ. You want to know why a lot of churches are dying on the vine? They're preaching everything but Christ. And they're not preaching the whole counsel of God. But what did they preach in New Testament days? they preach Christ unashamedly. And may God hurry the day that we are back to preaching Christ and Him crucified. If you're here and you've never been obedient to the gospel, you can be immersed into Christ.